This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
The announcement doesn't lie. This is the Almost Famous Podcast with myself and Ashley I. Hey, I'm back in studio this week in
Yay!
Los Angeles. And I'm happy to be here. Ashley has a half-eaten tuna sandwich sitting in front of me that I walked into. So if you hear me gag a little bit during this
No, please don't chew on the podcast. Hit that little cough button.
Mm-hmm.
I do that even when I swallow. I hate the sound of people making noise with their mouth. Just like, it doesn't even have to be chewing. It's just like, mouth noises are so gross.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Hey, we have an awesome podcast too, by the way.
So good.
We're kind of killing it. I feel like we're killing it for the off season. This is, you know, The Bachelor isn't happening. The Bachelorette isn't happening. Bachelor in Paradise isn't happening. And we're still going, and we're making this work.
Mm-hmm, yeah, we have new news every single week, but our fellow Bachelor contestants are helping us out with this, like the whole Wells and Sarah Hyland thing, all the pregnancies, Caitlin doing Broadway. Like, everybody's creating news for us.
Tell us what you know about Sarah and Wells.
But before, I want to say that it sounds like what we're getting to is that Bachelor contestants and Bachelorette contestants have more going on than just the show.
Oh my gosh, look, we're growing
hey,
up.
Hey, son of a gun. All right, so Amy, you want to talk about Wells and Sarah?
Yeah, I want to know what everybody knows.
Okay. Well, I don't want to be like the girl who tells things. So, Ben?
All right, I'll take that role. Let me get in trouble. Here's the deal. What I know is Here's the deal. I met Sarah Hyland about 2 years ago at an ABC event, and I think she is absolutely fantastic. She was nothing but nice and funny and sweet, and I love Modern Family. It is my favorite show on television. I think it's one of the most well-written, witty, creative shows ever done. So I've always been a fan of Sarah. I was excited to meet her. And then Wells Adams, one of my favorite people ever in Bachelor Nation. I mean, he is somebody that I just not only like just enjoy being around, but I have a really deep heart for. I don't really know why. I haven't been around him a ton, but on our times that we do spend, I feel like spending time with Wells always makes my life better. So
you guys are very compatible. You're very cute in real life.
Yeah, I mean, we're different. We're so different.
You're so different.
So different, but we get along very well. So my thought is I do know that there's interest. I don't know if they're official. I don't
know
their status.
Well, they've made it Instagram official, and I think that's the new Facebook official. So I would say you're not going to post multiple pictures on both ends without them actually being girlfriend and boyfriend.
How did they meet?
I mean, you know how they met, right?
I think it is through social media.
Oh, good job. Good job.
Yeah, I think there was a way.
Thanks for being honest, so I didn't have to be.
No, don't worry. I'll just fall on the sword over and over again for you, Ashley. I'll do that for the rest of my life if I need to. I think it's through social media. I don't know how that whole world works, but I'm sure there's messages or interest. I think that's great. I think it's fine. It's an avenue at which to meet people. So why would you not take advantage of saying, you know, I don't know who initiated it, Sarah or Wells.
I do.
Well, then Ashley.
Ashley, just tell us.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll
it was Sarah. Sarah did.
Good. Okay, so Sarah saw interest in Wells, reached out to Wells, and Wells showed interest back. What a beautiful story. And the fact that they're having fun. I know Sarah just got out of a relationship. I know Wells has kind of been dating and also going on Bachelor in Paradise and kind of had his romantic interest. So if their journey leads them together through whatever means, we should celebrate that. And we're going to do it right now on this podcast with a round of applause.
That is how Mandy Moore met her husband.
Are you serious? I did not know that.
Her new fiance?
Yeah. She
slid into DMs.
She reached out publicly, like, I like your music, and then he had his people call her people, and now they're engaged.
I keep telling Amy that she, as my people, like, Amy's our people, like, she needs to make some phone calls on our behalf.
I'm happy to. In fact, I got a listener asking, realistically, you have to be realistic.
Yeah.
So you can't say, like, Brad Pitt.
Like, I'm not going to say Justin Bieber, who, or I'm not going to say Harry, you know.
Lila.
Not going to say Harry.
I think her name was Lila. Lila. She wanted to know who realistically, what celebrity you want and what celebrity do you want? And is this the first Bachelor celebrity pairing? The only other one I could think of was Ben Flanick and Kris Jenner.
Well, I think this is the only.
Whoa. No, time out, Ashley. Pause for a second. Amy just dropped a bomb that we need to discuss for at least a minute. Amy, can you please explain what you just said?
I just can remember right after Ben Flanick was The Bachelor. And actually,
He was on the show. He was
Courtney
on Kardashians.
Courtney Robertson's on the show today, so we could ask her about it.
Oh, yeah.
So Ben Flanick broke up with Courtney, and then he was in Napa canoodling, I guess they say in Hollywood, with Kris Jenner.
Well, he was on one episode of the Kardashians a few seasons back. And yeah, that was the rumor. She, you know, they kept saying they were just friends, but it's kind of a weird friendship.
I mean, Kris got it going on.
Kris does have it going on. It's her 62nd birthday yesterday. She's looking fab. I think this is the first public celebrity relationship.
No.
I mean, yeah.
There was one of the guys in the past with the actress. I totally am spacing.
Just give me a description.
Well, Bob Guinea dated the girl from All My Children.
Oh, Bob Guinea dated the girl from All My Children.
He married her.
I'm going to look this up as we're talking.
Who was the dude?
Honestly, just let me look this up. I have zero clue what I'm talking about, but
Ben,
I know I've seen a headline before.
Ben
this
is
brilliant.
Making himself so uncomfortable.
Yeah, this is brilliant, brilliant
okay.
info. I actually
okay.
don't know. So this is the first public relationship.
A lot of the girls have dated athletes before, but like it depends on – it's the first actress. It's the first like Hollywood person.
All the girls always date athletes. That's happened ever since middle school. I used to be an athlete in middle school, and I would date so many girls.
See? I mean –
I was so cool back then.
What did you play?
Golf. Basketball and football.
What would you play in football?
I was a quarterback.
See, I knew you would be because look how hot you are.
Ashley.
I know. Well, obviously, it's very interesting to see how in the NFL, seems like, well, the quarterback's usually the hottest on the team in the NFL, and I think it usually starts because they were the hottest in high school, and then they became the quarterback because they were the leader and the hottest, and then it just like grew into themselves.
Well, and we're also the most prideful, so we want to be in the spotlight all the time.
So
typically two things follow. Okay, I am if I seem a little disconnected right now, it's because I'm looking at my phone for this info that I tried to share about who's dating
it.
Who. But before we get there, we have somebody else that met in a very untraditional way. We have the one and only Jade.
Colbert. Hi, Jade.
I almost said Roper. I didn't. I totally forgot that you're married to one of my good friends now. Jade, welcome to the Almost Famous podcast.
Yay!
Thanks for having me.
How is this the first time you've been here? She's been on my I Don't Get It podcast twice, but you've never been on here.
I know. I feel all special now.
So weird. Okay, so on my podcast, we talked a lot about your birthing story, and we talked about pregnancy and all the biological changes.
Yeah.
And you guys can head over to the I Don't Get It podcast if you want to hear about the biology of it all. And it's so good. And like just Tanner having to watch the whole birthing process is the funniest explanation. But right now we want to talk about just like how is motherhood and how is like just adjusting to having a baby and having to take care of her every day.
It's like the craziest thing you'll ever experience, actually. It's crazy. Like every day is so different. You can never like brace yourself for what's going to happen next because the minute you think you have it down, they change. But it's amazing. I'm tired all the time.
You look beautiful though.
Thank you. I mean, I love it. It's an amazing experience. It's an amazing thing.
We just can't get enough of Emmy's cute Instagrams on her own Instagram, which is Emmy Tolbert. And then you and Tanner's and you. Tanner and your Instagrams?
No.
Don't tell me you would have had a problem with that either.
No, I have a big problem with that.
Does she love the camera?
You know, she only has like a window of about 30 minutes, like twice a day where she's really good. And so then she likes the camera, but otherwise not so much. I mean, babies, you kind of have to just kind of catch that moment when you can. But we have a lot of fun with it. I start to feel bad sometimes because my whole Instagram now is literally just her. But I don't do anything else, you know? It's just me and her during the day. So.
But none of us mind that. Like, I love every single picture of Emmy. And maybe it's because, like, I feel like I'm possibly, like, her bachelor auntie. But, like, I'm obsessed with seeing them. She's so beautiful.
Self-proclaimed. Bachelor auntie, Ashley. I mean, could that baby be any more lucky? I mean, I feel like you would spoil a child, Ashley.
I've gotten. I mean, it was funny. It was so funny when I, of course, like we got her a little something at the baby shower. But then when I saw Emmy like for the first time, I talked about how I had like such an emotional reaction, and I'm not even like that much of a baby person, and I've never felt like that for a friend. I've never had a friend have a child before. And
it was the cutest thing, though. Like, Tanner and I loved it.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, then I saw her, and then I go on Etsy, and I'm like, I need to buy Emmy everything. Like, it's funny to get that bug. Do you want to dress her up in, like, all the cutest things?
Oh, yeah. No, I was actually just folding all of her newborn clothing today because she's officially grown out of it.
Aww.
And it was, like, almost emotional for me. I'm like, how is she so big now? But, like, I didn't realize how much stuff I've actually bought her because baby stuff is like endless. You could go completely broke.
Nuts. So are you saving the baby clothes for possibly another child soon?
Yeah, I think so. No, Tanner and I were joking the other day because we conceived Emmy while we were in the Bahamas, you know, with all you guys. We're like, well, maybe we'll just conceive again when we're all together in St. Lucia.
That is so funny. My sister said that exact same thing like 12 hours ago. She's like, they just need to start trying again when we're in St. Lucia.
Yeah, well, I told you, like, I miss being pregnant. And so, I mean, that would make them a little, just like 13 months, 14 months apart. So that would be really fast.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I just want another one.
Jade, you got to fill me in here. I need some info. Yeah. I just heard you say, and tell me if I'm wrong, you miss being pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Is that a common feeling, you think?
I don't know, but, like, I look at pictures of myself being pregnant, and I miss it so much. It's just, like, it's the coolest thing to feel, like, the child inside you and just, like, how you feel as a woman. I don't even know how – I mean, maybe not all women feel this way, but I don't know. It's the weirdest thing. Like, I miss it.
So you forget all about the throwing up, and you had a pretty rough two, 3 months.
Yeah, no, I was sick from, like – 6 weeks pregnant to 13 weeks pregnant. I had really bad morning sickness, like where all I could eat was bagels. But yeah, you just kind of forget that and you're like, oh, whatever.
I mean, it's worth it though, right?
Oh my God, it's totally worth it.
It's funny, Jade, as I'm sitting here even talking to you, I think back on all my experiences with Tanner and when I first met Tanner and just the person that Tanner has been throughout this whole process from starting at The Bachelorette to now, you know, being your husband.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you might be able to, I want to give Tanner some credit. The one thing Tanner never did on the all of Bachelorette, he never changed who he was. You could always tell he was authentic and he was genuine and he was compassionate, he was caring. Mm-hmm. And he was the kind of the clown of the house because he knew so much about The Bachelorette that I remember sitting in Dublin with him. And honestly, there's four of us sitting in a room and three of us are asking him questions about how many people get cut on this episode or this week of the show. And are we traveling next week? And how exactly do rose ceremonies work? Like, Tanner was the only person in the house that I felt like was a legitimate fan of the show.
No, it's so funny that – you know, he's kind of the one that ended up actually being a success story because he was. Like, people would call him the Bachelor Almanac because he just, like, knew everything.
He really is. He's been funny. All my friends love him. He's such a good-looking dude. And now he's back to work. What is life like where you get off the show, you're living in this beautiful home in Kansas City, you have a child, but now Tanner goes to work 9 to 5. Like, is that a weird transition?
Yeah, it's a weird transition because it's normal life, but it's not normal life because you go on this show and now, like, we still can't even, you know, go to dinner without people approaching us, especially now that we have Emmy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you kind of have this aspect of normal life because he works 50 hours a week and I only see him at certain times because he has a real job. But yet you still have this, like, I don't want to, like, fame, but just, like, where people still, like, know you and, like, want to interact with you because they see your Instagram and stuff. So it's a strange in-between land, you know, because we're settled down. We're not in L.A. going to all the cool events and, you know, kind of living more of a celebrity life, but we still have that weird aspect. I don't know. It's kind of strange.
I mean, but is life good? Like, explain to a little bit of our listeners, like, how the transition has been and how good it's become or how terrible it is.
No, it's really good. I mean, you know, we found the person that we want to, you know, do this life with, and we have our own little family now, and Kansas City is a little cold. I could deal without this cold temps already, but it's a good place to raise kids, and, you know, we're just trucking along.
talk about Janner Manor and how it finally got finished and now you have a new baby, a new house, and you just take all these wonderful fall foliage walks with Emmy and the two doggies, and you guys are just living like the picture-perfect American dream.
I mean, our life's not perfect. We do have our issues. But yeah, I mean, I don't think I could ask for anything else. I mean, my life is very... I mean, I feel very fortunate and I feel very blessed, and, you know, to use blessed, hashtag blessed, but we are.
You
we
are.
Oh. Jake, where did you live before Kansas City?
I lived in L.A., so I...
So how I is in, that?
Yeah, so... So I moved to L.A. after I got out of, like, a big relationship. You know, just kind of like, if I don't ever go now, I never will. And I loved it. And then, like, through a bunch of different circumstances, I got on the show because I knew someone who worked on the show. And I was like, all right, I guess I'll try this. And then I thought I would never, ever, ever come back to the Midwest. And then I remember the very first day in Paradise, I asked Tanner where he was from, and he was like, Kansas City. And I was like, oh, no.
Did you know right away?
Yeah, I did. It's, people like to say, oh, you know, that doesn't happen. But the minute he came down the stairs and I saw him, I just knew. I was like, I'm in trouble, because I wanted to go on the show and just have fun with my girlfriend Carly and just see what would happen with, like, my friends. I had no intentions of falling in love. And it was instant. It was so weird. I had no interest in anyone else.
It's so cool. And I wish if there was like somebody, if there's somebody in my life that I could wish for all of our listeners to just know and like have as part of their lives, it would really like you and Tanner at the very top of that list.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah. I mean, I can just go on and on with adjectives, but it's really just something about needing to be in your presence.
Yeah. Tanner's really lucky. I remember the day that I heard that you and Tanner had interest in Paradise. JJ Lane had gotten back. JJ Lane was on Caitlin's season, The Bachelorette, which Tanner and I are both a part of and is good friends with you and Tanner. But JJ yeah. had gotten back from the show. He gotten politely released from Bachelor in Paradise. And he called me to catch up. And I was talking to him about all the relationships that were happening down in Paradise. And he mentioned Tanner and Jade. And mm-hmm. I said, huh? Like, I don't get it. Like, how did Tanner land that? Because you really did go on Paradise, and I remember all the guys in a group thread talking about who their number one choice was.
Jade was everyone's number one.
And Tanner lands her day one, and Tanner was like, I mean, he is an awesome dude, but he is like the Bachelor Almanac. So, like, we just kind of didn't take him serious for a long time.
Oh, my gosh. Jade should have been my number one.
Oh, go ahead.
No, Jade's just, like, my number one in life. I just wish that I just, like, you know how I am with you.
Well, yeah, but you're like one of my number ones.
But yeah, so, hey, speaking of JJ, did you have anything to do with JJ and his new girlfriend? Because they're social media official. Did you have anything to do with setting that up? Because I know she's from Kansas City.
Their Instagram profile picture official.
Oh, my gosh, wow. They're so funny. He is so whipped, you guys.
Really?
Yeah, it is. You're talking about, like, seeing a different side of somebody, like, JJ, like, I've never seen this side of him. Like, he is into this girl, but I didn't have anything to do with it. It was just a Instagram connection.
That's
and he came out, and I guess they had been talking for weeks, and now they're like,
they met on Instagram too?
Everybody's meeting on Instagram.
What is going on?
Okay, so you are really telling me that I need to get active in sliding into DMs.
But you should?
Yeah, should I? It keeps working out for everybody in the Bachelor world.
Dude, I mean, it wouldn't hurt. I dated a guy after Chris's season, after, like, that in-between break, because of Twitter.
And that was an athlete as well. We were talking about celebrities plus.
Yeah, he was a hockey player.
Yeah.
Jeez, this is a whole new world for us. We're talking today, our theme of this podcast is who's dating who, and... And Ashley and I are just fans of everybody else dating. but we were talking about Wells and Sarah Hyland, and actually I have an update. I mentioned before you came on the show, Jade, that I knew another celebrity, Bachelor, and I just found out who it is. So it's Hilary Swank and Casey Stewart.
Oh, yes! Oh,
Casey Stewart was on Bachelorette season 9.
Oh my gosh. An Oscar winner.
Yeah. So that's the one I was talking about. I couldn't think of the name of who was dating who. So I just found that out. And then later on in this podcast, Jade, we have Courtney Robertson coming on, and she has been rumored to date Jesse Metcalf, Adrian Grenier, Gerard Butler.
Yep.
So, I mean, these Bachelor people are sliding in the DMs. They're dating around L.A. They're getting out there. They're doing some things, including you and Tanner. And we're so proud to lift you guys both up on this podcast and just admire who you are, what you're doing, and the amazing parents that you have proven to be.
Do you want to know a couple I ship? Is that the way you say it?
Yeah.
Yeah, who do you
and
ship?
Maybe we could get the support of everyone listening and see what Jade thinks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, let it sink in.
Okay.
Chris Harrison.
Yeah.
And
Amy Sugarman.
No. Jennifer Garner.
Oh.
Oh my God.
I mean, that is legit, right?
So
I invented
cute.
That in my head.
Wow. So cute.
Chris Harrison and Jennifer Garner.
Just think about it for a second. If you agree with Amy's shipping of Chris Harrison, the host of The Bachelor, and Jennifer Garner, please email us at benandashley@iheartmedia.com.
Guys, I'm sitting here with my jaw dropped because that's the cutest couple I've ever
Thank
heard.
Thank you. I invented it. I have mentioned it to Chris. I have not mentioned it to Jennifer Garner yet. But hopefully I will have the opportunity.
Okay, so weird actually that you bring that up because I remember Jade and Tanner when they were started to couple up in Paradise. I go, you guys are Ben and Jen. Like, they're the perfect all-American couple. And he kind of looks like Ben Affleck and she kind of looks like Jennifer. Not really, but you know what I mean?
But enough.
And then, of course, got home from Paradise and saw that they had broken up. And I'm like, darn it. But they're like our ideal couple. Like me and Jay, we
Chris
love that.
And Jen.
But now it's
Chris. Perfect for her.
Chris and Jen. All about it.
All right. We're shipping it. Hey, it's out there. It's out in podcast land now. We'll see if we can make that work. And if we can, then Almost Famous has its first official romantic hookup.
Yes.
Well, I cannot wait till we can start playing Cupid. Hey, Jade, we really appreciate you coming on the podcast today. Thank you so much for keeping us updated on life.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Guys.
You're the best.
See you, Jade.
I'll see you soon.
See ya.
Bye.
Well, one of the things that I'm scared about when I get pregnant is breaking out because my skin is pimple prone. And I know that with BioClarity on my side, I can use it.
I
can use it while I'm pregnant because it's just natural. Hmm. It's a natural 3-step system. I don't have to worry about my baby when using this because there's no weird, harsh chemicals. BioClarity uses naturally derived ingredients with amazing benefits. There's antioxidants that are found in green tea, cucumber to soothe, oat kernel extract to hydrate, so much more. BioClarity is suitable for all skin types. It's dermatologist developed, tested, and recommended. And BioClarity is 100% vegan and cruelty-free, as well as being gluten-free and paraben-free. It's a 3-step system to clear skin. First, you're going to cleanse with a rich foaming cleanser that's going to remove all that dirt, oil, and environmental pollutants. Then you're going to treat it with this stuff that's going to penetrate your pores and attack that bacteria that causes acne to flare up. And then you're going to use the Restore Gel to leave your skin feeling smooth and refreshed. It works really well for me, and I think it's going to work really well for you. Our listeners will get their first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. That's a $20 savings, and it comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee, but you need to enter our code FAMOUS. So head over to BioClarity.com, plug in the word FAMOUS, and get your BioClarity. Can't wait to hear how you like it.
Ashley, we've talked about it many times, and let's just be as transparent as possible. Our sponsors are what keep this podcast going. We appreciate our sponsors, but we also really believe in the products that we're supporting. BioClarity has been with us since the beginning.
Yeah,
I think it matches our podcast well because it's a great product. The demographic that's listening to the show really can relate with everything that BioClarity is doing. And I appreciate it as a man. You appreciate it as a woman. So thank you to all the sponsors today. We got many to come. We really have a fun time doing the Almost Famous podcast. And the sponsors are what keep us having a job.
So great.
With that, I got to talk about my morning. All right, I need to talk about myself for a second.
Okay, do it, Ben. I love hearing your stories.
So it is currently 2 o'clock in Los Angeles. I live in Denver, Colorado. And this morning, I just could not stay away from Ashley, Amy, Mark, and Easton. So I had to fly to LA to get in studio for this podcast. I also am leaving tomorrow morning for Honduras.
Yeah. So I feel like you were just in Honduras. It's so nuts that it's been 4 or something months.
It's crazy. It really is. It's flying by. But great things are happening with Generous Coffee and with Humanity and Hope United.
I haven't gotten my delivery yet.
It will come next week.
Okay.
So if you did order Generous Coffee, it will come next week. Thank you for that. We had our launch party a few days ago. But anyways, I'm leaving tomorrow. So we had to get some podcasting in. And this morning I woke up for my 6:45 a.m. flight.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Amy.
You're welcome.
Woke up at 4:30 a.m. I jumped in a car. I drove to the airport not to only hit a nice wreck, semi-wreck on 70, Highway 70. It closed down 70 for probably a good 45 minutes, which means I'm an hour out from my flight with about 15 minutes left to drive. I pull up to the airport, run inside, check my bag, run up to the desk, have my boarding pass in hand. It's now 6:15.
What time's your flight?
6:45 a.m. flight. And she goes, the very unhappy lady, which I get it, 6:15 in the morning, and she's working, says, I'm sorry, Ben. We cannot get you on this flight.
Did she say Ben?
No. I'm glad.
and
so you cannot
why
get me on this flight.
That?
I said, what's going on? She says, you're 5 minutes late. I stood in line waiting to check my...
You said it was 6:15.
Yeah.
You got to the gate at 6:15?
No. This is me. No, I'm checking my bag. So I'm still not even through security yet.
Oh,
they're already
okay.
boarding the plane.
Okay.
So I get it. But I'm frustrated, and I'm tired, and I'm irritable.
It's because you had to check a bag.
I agree. But I have a lot
Ben
of stuff...
Ben travels like a lady. I'm not going
to... Well, he's actually going to Honduras for 2 weeks,
yeah.
So you
the
need a full-size suitcase.
The difference between Ben and Dean is amazing. Dean travels for like a week with barely a backpack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ben travels with, like, a gigantic suitcase.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to need. I need my eye drops, my allergy medicine, my face mask, my retainers.
Invisalign.
And my Invisalign. I need a lot of things, Amy. So here's the deal. I don't get on my flight. I do get on a 10 o'clock flight. But the lady at the front desk was not kind to me. She was not friendly. When I was trying to figure out what flight I was going to get on, she was very short, very aggressive. And I just stopped her because, you know what? We all need a little kindness today. And I said, ma'am, you could be nicer to me this morning.
I thought you actually said,
my gosh.
Ma'am, don't be mean to
me. Yeah, don't be mean to me, please. You could be nicer to me this morning. It's really early. I don't exactly even know where I'm at right now. All I'm trying to do is figure out how to get to Los Angeles to see my friends.
This is the same lady, the 6:15 lady.
This is the 6:15 lady. So I just got on a flight at 10 o'clock. I walked in here just in time to talk to Jade, and also just in time to talk to our next guest, who we are very excited to have on, who has been in the news a lot recently. We got to talk to her about all the projects going on. Courtney, are you out there? And welcome to the Almost Famous podcast.
Hello. I'm
Hi.
Here.
Courtney
Hi, guys.
Robertson. Can we talk for a second? I love you,
yeah.
And we've never met.
She's rad.
It's so weird that we've never met. I read your book before I went for casting. So I was in the midst of reading it when I went to the hotel. You know, I was one of the top 50 girls. And I walk into that room where, you know, they pretend like you're going to meet with, like, the background check lady, but you really walk in and there's, like, 20 producers there. But I was fully warned because of your book, so I knew exactly what I was walking into, and then I come into the room, and instead of being like, oh, my gosh, I was like, hey, guys, you're going to be here because I read Courtney's book.
And they're like, oh, we want you. Yeah, we need you. Hey, just let everybody know, Courtney, sorry to cut you off here for a second. When you go into casting for The Bachelor, there's like a surprise room where there's a bunch of people sitting there getting kind of ready to interview you. That's what Ashley's talking about. And Courtney released it in her book. What's the name of the book, Courtney?
It was called I Didn't Come Here to Make Friends, The Confessions of a Reality Show Villain.
It is such a good read, guys. There's been a lot of Bachelor books out there. This one is going to keep your attention. It's such a page turner. It is juicy.
Well, hey, thanks for reading. I'm glad I could help prepare you a little bit, Ashley. And I know, I think it's crazy that we haven't met yet. I'm like, I feel like I know you because I follow you on social media and I love your stories. So I'm happy to be there.
And you're a big fan of the Almost Famous podcast, right?
You know, I have listened a couple of times, but I haven't heard all of them.
Okay.
But you guys are great. You have a great voice, Ben, for this.
He certainly does.
We haven't met either, Courtney. And here, so just to give our listeners a little heads up, how would our listeners know you? Can you give us a little background?
Yeah, so I am a little bit, you know, my season was about 6 years ago. I was on Ben F's season, which, by the way, people always ask, wait, what season are you on? I'm like, Ben's. And people always ask, like, they're like, oh my God, the really cute guy. They confuse my Ben with you. So
yeah, he wasn't a really cute guy.
I didn't see it going that way, but thanks for sharing that, Courtney.
And I'm like, nope, different Ben, the winemaker. So I actually was, season 16, and I ended up getting engaged, and we tried to make it work for about a year. Ben, I know you know how that goes. And yeah, ultimately, we didn't work out. But since then, I've moved on, and, you know, I just, I lived in L.A. for 14 years, was modeling, and I moved back to my hometown a year ago.
So, which is where?
Arizona.
Well, hey, you know, as much as you want to share, what was your experience post-bachelor? I'm interested in that because, or post-bachelorette, because you did get engaged.
Yeah, so we got engaged in Switzerland, and then, you know, I was flying up to San Francisco like twice a month, you know how long distance goes, and just trying to make it work and dealing with, I didn't really prepare myself for being in a public relationship, you know. And I never had really watched the show religiously, so I didn't really, you know, and I was the villain of my season. So I definitely kind of had to, like, learn as I go. And but, yeah, no, definitely it was hard. And then the breakup happened, and people were like, oh, no, like, rooting for us. And then I was surprised to see how many people were actually wanting us to make it work.
Yeah. It was so funny because, like, you were the villain, but I could tell, and especially now that I've been through the process, that you always said, oh, I thought I was being funny. There are so many things that I would say in the moment interview room where I'd be like, ITMs. I'd be like, oh my God, that was hilarious. And I'd be like, I was so Courtney Robertson. But then you watch it back and then you're like, no, I guess that's not funny to the majority of America.
The funniest thing is the villain, because I do know Courtney. What? Uh-huh. We've hung out a lot of times, and she's the least villain.
I was going to ask
like
her,
person.
Are you a villain?
So it is funny that she really got painted as one of the biggest villains ever.
Yeah, really.
How did you handle that?
You know, it was tough for me. It definitely was hard. I was like, you know, I wanted this like fairy tale ending, and I'm a hopeless romantic, and you know, my Ben wasn't handling it very well either. You know, I mean, you're going on Ellen DeGeneres, and she's sitting there saying, like, she played you. And so, yeah, I was disappointed. I kind of left filming, and I was, you know, felt like I was in love and found it. And then real life sunk in, and the first episode aired, and I was like, oh, boy, I'm in trouble.
Who was the number two?
It was Lindsay Cox.
Nothing. I have nothing.
No. I do. I remember
Courtney.
Her.
I don't remember
Me
Lindsay.
Too. I have no idea who Lindsay
I
is.
I just remember I was, like, all about rooting for the villain in your season. We just loved it.
I loved watching you. You were hilarious on your season,
oh my
too.
Gosh, and thank you. I'm so flattered.
I can't believe I have never met you guys. I'm kind of old school, though, you know. So
we all,
you guys
we all
are.
Don't
yeah,
worry.
I was going to say.
Courtney, this randomly came up earlier.
My hips hurt.
Ben F. My hips hurt. Ben F. and Kris Jenner.
Yeah, I was going to ask
what
her.
Was that?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, it's funny. I was getting a lot of calls on that. And, you know, he denied that publicly. But it's funny because once you kind of go through, like, the media thing and the media storm, yeah. I kind of have allies now in some places. And I don't know. To me, it sounded like something was going on in Mexico. But I could be wrong.
They're just friends. Friends don't cuddle in bathing suits. No? Nobody else? All right.
Such a weird couple. But Kris Jenner is a Bachelor fan. So she may have slid into the DMs, whatever that was, back in 2000.
She was not. 11? She was definitely not sliding into the DMs, Ashley.
She was on MySpace.
You know what I mean, though.
She was on MySpace.
He had her people call his people.
Well, they were hanging out a lot. So it was an interesting friendship, that's for sure.
Courtney, you wrote about your celebrity relationships in the book. You actually dated Adrian Grenier and Jerrell Butler before you were on The Bachelor.
You know, I moved to LA when I was 19 and I was modeling. And I had definitely a couple celebrity run-ins and tried to do that. But just when I was modeling, nothing ever really lasted or stuck. It's hard to date actors or comedians.
It's hard to date boys in general.
It seems like in the book that Adrien Grenier was kind of like a Mr. Big for you. Like, he was around for years. You guys were never really official, but it just, you just couldn't let it go.
You know, Ashley, if I wish somebody back then would have been like, stop going backwards. They always tell you that. I've definitely been known to recycle old boyfriends.
Yep.
And it's one of those things, you know, you kind of, you try again and you're like, wait, this still isn't going to work. So I'm, you know, a new woman. I'm not recycling anymore.
Good. I'm so guilty of that. And those celebrity guys, they'll like keep you coming back.
Okay. So we got, this is our off season. Courtney, we're just kind of chilling right now in the studio. We're just talking about life and whatever comes into our lives, but we are getting prepped for the next season of The Bachelor, which includes Ari Leyendyke, somebody that you know well. Can you give us a little rundown on how you know Ari, how well you know Ari, and how you think he'll be as the next Bachelor season 22?
Yes. So it's funny. I've been kind of laying low when the news broke about Ari being the Bachelor. I got obviously hounded. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was with him two nights before he left to go to New York. And we talked a lot about, we were doing yoga together, and he kind of kept saying, like, how do you feel about this, and what do you think? And, I mean, honestly, Ari's one of my best friends. He's like family to me, so people have been reaching out, and, you know, I'm, like, so loyal, like, almost loyal to a fault, so I think that he's going to come back engaged. I will say that. Ashley, do you watch Sex and the City?
Yeah, I just said that Mr. Big. I thought that he was your Mr. Big. Watch Sex and the City? The best, yeah.
So I think with Ari, his cab light's on. Like, I think he's actually really ready. You know, that
Courtney
theory, like,
and I are best friends. Like, yes.
Just have been.
I did another podcast on my other podcast about, it was a whole episode about, like, is it really when the light is on? Is that really what men are all about? Courtney, explain to our audience who don't know about the cab light what that means.
What you guys are talking about. Courtney, you and I did not just become best friends.
I'm sorry. Well, we still have time. There's still hope. Basically, it's, you know, it's like in New York, you know, dating in New York. And like when the guy's ready to settle down, the next cab that comes along when their cab light is on is typically, right, Ashley?
Right.
Their cab light's on. That means that they're ready. They're ready to settle down. And I believe that's Ari. I think he's reached that point. We've talked a lot. I know his whole past, everything, his dating life, his recent breakups, and then some. So I know he's really ready, and I'm excited for him. But also, we have a history. We've dated on and off. Again, not recycling. I don't know if I'll be watching, but I'm definitely going to be supporting and rooting. You know, I'll be in his corner. And I've already talked to him, like, the negativity, and we've had some good talks about it. So, but I miss him. He's, like, my best friend, and I haven't been able to talk to him because he's off filming. So, you know.
So why wouldn't you watch your best friend season?
Well, you know, I just think it's one of those things. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't decided. Maybe I will, but you wouldn't want to watch your ex go on and date 25 people.
No, not a shot. I don't know if hard is the word to say. It'd just be very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I would always be on edge. It just isn't a healthy habit probably to get into, which I don't know if it's a habit. I don't know how many people can say I watch my ex date on national television.
That gives me that. Feeling where my heart skips a little
just
bit.
Just uncomfortable, not healthy. Courtney, I got to ask you, we've talked about it many times on the podcast because our listeners email us about it constantly, and it really is relatable to everybody out there. You've hung out with Ari. You're friends with Ari. Ari comes back engaged. Does it change your relationship with him?
Good question.
Well, you know, I think so. I think it has to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, we hang out a lot. We do a lot of things together, and we were actually just working on a house together, renovating a place, and, you know, we're both in real estate. So, but apart from that, I think so. I think he would disagree because him and I have had this conversation before, but I just think ultimately for his new fiance, like, he said something like, well, they're going to have to be okay with you being in my life. I'm like, Ari, that's a big ask.
That's a
big
ask.
Yeah. It is.
So I don't know what your thoughts are, but I think at some point you just kind of got to cut the umbilical cord a little bit, you know?
Well, it's really mature. I mean, honestly, it's really mature of you, which from everything I hear, I wouldn't expect any different. But to think
work,
that way.
Though. That's an interesting conversation, because sometimes if the girl is grandfathered in, yeah. You know what I mean? Like she was there first. Sometimes it
can
work.
But if there's been kissing, if there's been like dating involved, I think that changes things. And
I think so too.
And for Courtney to say, okay, Ari, you know, I love you, but I'm going to give you some space here and let you pursue this relationship, that is very mature. Because in my situation, I had a couple of friends that were girls who I actually had never dated but were friends before the show.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got back home with Lauren, they were very pushy about why is our friendship not the same? And it just couldn't be.
It just can't be.
I had a woman that I was confiding in. I had that void filled. I couldn't be as close of friends with them as I wanted to be.
Yeah. I always wonder that with Jared and myself. Like if one of us gets into a serious relationship, I don't think it would be possible to be as close as we are now.
No.
Or at least spend as much time together now.
I think that's the healthiest, most mature thing to do. And I think in the past, Ari and I have actually let it interfere with other relationships.
Interesting.
And I can't be that person. I'm not going to be the person that, it doesn't work over, that's for sure. But I'll be supporting him. We'll have a talk about it when he gets back. But
yeah.
I started seeing somebody that I really like. So
yay.
Yeah. And when you meet somebody you really like, I mean, I think it's like you want to forsake all others, you know?
Yeah. We got to get a little PG-13 right now.
Oh, jeez. Where are we going,
Ashley? Fired up.
Okay, well, Ari is known as the kissing bandit, and even though I was, I don't want to say oddly, but from what I know now, oddly Team Jeff during Emily's season, I cannot say that Ari's kissing didn't look delightful. Certainly did. I think you talk about how Ari was like your best in bed ever in the book. Is this true? Is this still true?
Well, I wrote the book like 5 years ago, so things have maybe, you know, changed since then. I mean, but I will say he's a very passionate person. So,
and his kissing's on point.
Good kissing. Yeah, he's definitely a good kisser. And I've even like seen some of the spoilers. I'm like, oh, yep, his hands up around that. Yep. Mm-hmm. Like,
is that the big thing?
Yes.
Is it? I'm trying to figure it out here. I've been practicing on my pillow and on my balloon. Courtney, fill me in a little bit.
Did you say the shower wall once? You used to practice on the shower wall?
I will practice on anything that increases my talents. So wait, you're telling me, Courtney, that it's the hands. Because
yeah.
Ashley's a big hand person. It's because when I watch him, and this is just me, I don't know Ari. And this is not making fun of him. Well, yes, it is. He looks like he's sucking your face off.
We like that. It's very lippy.
That sounds awful.
Very lippy.
Okay, Courtney, tell us, okay, what is it about Ari? Or just, what is your advice for men out there, kissing in general? How do you become a good kisser?
You know, I think, yeah, I'm sure you're doing just fine. And, you know, especially with all that practice you got over there. But, yeah, the hands are a must. And Ari wrote a sidebar in my book about kissing tips. And, I think just using your hands and pulling them close. It's like a whole, he's like, you got to kiss with your whole body. But also, like, not too much tongue. Like,
right.
You know? Like,
thank you.
And, you know, having your nice lips helps. And, you know, one little trick I think that is great is, like, the bottom of the tongue over the top. If that's not, hopefully that's PG-13 enough.
Oh, no, I get it.
That's totally fine.
That's it.
Because it's softer under there, you know?
Bottom of the tongue over the top, hands on the back of the head, maybe a little lip biting. You know, the one thing I think we had an email call in, the one thing that people seem to not like is the, like, soft, like, is that weird? The little humming? It's like a humming noise. Somebody emailed about it, the humming. That's not good,
really?
Right? That's
some
people think that's passion.
I think you can do a little bit, a sound to make me feel like you think I'm super hot. That works.
Courtney, what else is going on? So you're excited, or you might not watch Ari's season, but you think he's going to do great. During Ari's season and currently in your life, what are you up to? Like, tell us any new projects, anything going on in your life that you're excited about.
Okay. Well, sorry. Let's see. Well, I'm working in real estate, and my sister's getting ready to have her third baby. She's going into labor right now today. So,
oh my gosh.
It's so exciting. I'm going to be an aunt for the third time. Aww. And I'm just like so happy being near my family. And I've got this new healthy relationship that I'm enjoying. And life is good. I'm still writing. I was going down the path of writing another book, and I just decided that I didn't really want to put more of my personal life out there. Mm-hmm. So I had it all like ready to go, but I'm working on a couple other little, like I call it my side hustle, like mm-hmm. my little passion projects on the side. So just, I'm happiest when I'm being creative. So yeah, that's kind of boring stuff that I got going on.
No, it sounds great. It sounds so good. And it's like been so great talking to you. I have a whole bunch of other questions I've written down on my paper that I think we'll either need to have you come back, or we're just going to have a girls' dinner.
Yeah, we'll have Courtney back when, well, if she's not watching, well, I guess we'll tell her.
Well, that's the thing. Happening. If I watch, then I'm going to have to, you know, I already am getting all these requests to talk about. If I watch, then I'm going to have to
talk to people. Right.
Well, we'll sign the exclusive deal with you.
We're a safe space.
Yeah, we're a safe space. You say what you want when you want to say it, Courtney, on the Almost Famous
podcast.
And
I get it. I don't think I could watch if I were her.
No, I agree.
I don't think I would watch either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just decided, it's settled. Okay. I'm not watching.
Yeah. I think that would just be a little bit heartbreaking.
I agree. Courtney, hey, thank you for coming on the Almost
Famous
podcast.
Thank you so much.
Also, thank you for your dating tips, or your kissing tips. Yeah. I appreciate that. I'm going to take those back home with me.
I'm sure you don't have any problem. You were like
such
a great bachelor.
Don't be so sure, Courtney.
Courtney. Please don't. Hey, one tip we did not talk about, though, Courtney, thank you so much, is your breath. How good is your breath, and how important is it in kissing? And if you want nice breath, you're going to have to use Quip.
Oh.
Okay, here you go. Are you brushing your teeth after every meal? Are you brushing your teeth the right way? Having good oral health impacts your overall health. Yet most of us are not brushing our teeth properly. Start brushing better today with Quip. Let me tell you about Quip. Introducing Quip, the new company that's refreshing the way people brush their teeth. It's an electronic toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra-slim design that's half the cost of bulkier brushes. It's basically like Apple designed a toothbrush, but without the big price tag. You have to see it and brush it with it for yourself. You can even subscribe to receive new brush heads on a 3-month plan for just $5, including free shipping. Again, that's the word free, free shipping. And it starts at just $25. Right now, if you want to be a good kisser and you want good breath and shiny white teeth, go to getquip.com/almostfamous to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/almostfamous. That's getquip.com/almostfamous. Go today. It's worth it. Bachelor season's coming up. We're all going to be wanting to kiss some people. And you need your Quip for that. Ashley, this tuna and onion sandwich sitting in front of me. I wonder if you brought your Quip with you today to the podcast.
I should have. I really should have. You should eat it so that we smell the same and we don't smell each other. Hey, you know what?
What?
I know this is a little off our rundown right now, but I think it's important. I got a tweet this week that said you guys should do a "Who the heck is Amy?" because Amy is always interjecting on the podcast.
I know, we got like 20 emails about that, and I just deleted them all.
So why don't we do a "Who the heck is Amy?"
Ask
Amy,
anything you want.
Amy Sugarman here for the Almost Famous podcast.
Say the "Who the heck are you?"
Amy,
who the heck are you? What do you want to know?
Amy, I want to know your first, last name, birthday, social security number. Amy. Can you give our listeners a little bit of background of who you are, how you got to know Ashley and I, and also I think it would be really interesting if the listeners heard where Almost Famous came from, because it is your brainchild.
Yes. Okay, so I have been working with Ryan Seacrest for over 20 years. We met when we were very young,
like
in San Francisco.
Idol.
So I produce Ryan Seacrest. I'm one of Ryan Seacrest's producers. He has a radio show, and then I produce Mario Lopez and a lot of radio shows for iHeartRadio. So, I guess it was like eight months ago,
yeah.
In my garage, in my building, I was talking to Ben on the phone, and in the garage, I had sort of been brewing an idea about doing a show like this, and we were talking. I said, let me call you back in 10 minutes. I called Ashley. Mm-hmm. I said, I have it. let's do a show with you and Ben. I called our team at iHeartRadio and said, can we do this? Here's what we need. They said yes. And 20 minutes later, we had a show.
What was your hope for the show? Like, what was your kind of theme around the show? And what did you want to get out of the Almost Famous podcast?
My goal originally is basically what we're doing was sort of a show based around Bachelor. Mm-hmm. So I've been around with Ryan for 20 years. So we met Chris Harrison 20 years ago when all this started. And we've been covering the show for that long. I've been covering The Bachelor on probably 15 different shows, radio shows, TV shows, et cetera, et cetera. And so I knew people cared about it. And I hang out with you guys all the time and we go places and people care and they're always asking questions. So I thought, let's find a way to answer all their questions on the radio.
I love it. I love it. Well, we appreciate you coming up with this idea.
I mean, I go back to the very beginning with Chris Harrison. So Chris Harrison and I have been very, very close friends. We've never kissed. Close friends since day one. And we're like best friends. And so we, you know.
She calls him with all her boy troubles.
I literally have called Chris Harrison crying on average. I like to say once a month. It tapered off a bit. I did have a hiccup the other day where I called him bawling. And he answers. And it's like that trigger where he answers like, I'm here. And it just, the tears just start going. And then he fixes it pretty quick.
So, I mean, that's something I want to know. I mean, you know, I love Chris. I think he is one of the best dudes I've ever met. Is he as good with advice and relationship advice and kind of processing with you in real life as he is on The Bachelor?
Yes. 10 times better.
Isn't it cool that you have the dude, like the Bachelor guy, also be your right-hand man when it comes to relationships?
Here's why he's amazing. And we'll have him on. He wants to come on soon.
Yeah.
But the reason he's so amazing, and I think it translates to the show, because in real life, I mean, I call him with real relationship problems. And he went through a relationship with me for like 2 years where repeatedly I was calling upset the same thing over and over and over again. And he would just say, are we done now? Like, are we done with this guy now? Can we be done now? And I would continually just repeat the same mistake over and over again. And he would just be there like a rock, like, should we be done now? And he'd give advice. Interestingly, one of the things he feels strongly about is like that Courtney probably shouldn't watch Ari. Like he always was like, don't look at their Instagrams. Don't look at an ex's Facebook. Like, don't put that in your mind. And by the 30th time he says it,
But he's there all 30 times. I mean, that's the part that we don't want to forget is
every time.
Even if you don't listen.
I mean, we're talking middle of the night calls when he's in Switzerland or when he's in wherever.
I mean, this is the Chris that you've known forever. This just hasn't formed from the show. This is Chris Harrison's character, his personality, his style, his just passion for friendships. As he's been for the last 20 years a bedrock for you to fall back on.
100%.
That's amazing. I mean,
and I mean, I was there. Like when he called me, I don't think he would mind me telling the story. When he called me to tell me he was getting divorced, I mean, I cried and cried. Yeah. Like it was, I mean, obviously more devastating to him, but like I love his ex-wife. Like I know I've seen his kids grow up. So he's just the greatest dude. And people that watch the show, I'm sure they see that, but they don't see it as much as he really is.
And they don't know if it's an actor. I get that question a lot. Is Chris Harrison really that great? Does he really care that much? Is he just a really good actor? Is he faking it? And my response is always, the Chris I know, and the Chris that I spent time with outside of the show on the golf course or at his house with his kids, is that same guy. He just cares a ton. And people, it's crazy. And you know, talk about life in LA, when you go around with Chris and you see friends of his, you can tell it's legitimate friendships. Hmm. Like they love him as a friend.
And he's famous. So he could be at every Hollywood party and whatever he wants. And he wants no part of it. He wants to do stuff with his kids, play golf, and like watch football. Mm-hmm. Like he's just the coolest guy. I mean, literally, if I needed anything, he would do it.
Amazing. So then we're here with the Almost Famous podcast, Amy's little brainchild. You've helped produce Seacrest and Mario Lopez for years. You help out with iHeartRadio. Your specialty has been what? What would you say your biggest skill set is when it comes to this kind of industry in this world?
Time management? Like, how do you do it?
My specialty is I book celebrities for shows, TV shows, radio shows, concerts, events. And then I create shows like this.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's it. So when we talk in the podcast about, you know, Jennifer Garner and you're like, I haven't told Jennifer Garner this yet. Like,
I mean, I'm not actually tight with her, but I could probably make that happen.
You could make it happen. So the whole, what I was trying to get to is that Amy is connected in that world to kind of help people in LA get connected with shows or help promote their products or books or anything coming out. She just is a connector. That's your skill set. Mm-hmm. I would say you're a great connector.
But seriously, how do you have time to do Mario, to do Ryan, to do the three podcasts you've created here at iHeart, in addition to all the other iHeart projects you work on, and then just casually respond to all of our fan email?
I don't know. I don't sleep a lot. I'm like a vampire a little bit.
You are.
But you guys work hard. Ashley has 100 jobs. So does Ben.
I know.
That's the way of the world now. Yeah. I think it's really interesting. Like, everybody has to have multiple jobs. It's the only way you can like put food on the table.
I'm feeling that right now.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, here's the deal. So at the beginning, you like that? Here's the deal. That's my go-to line. I'm just going to keep it.
I say, get this. Okay. So get this. I say that. It's the exact same thing.
So my tagline's here's the deal. When we first started this podcast, I think listeners were confused exactly who Amy was. Like, there was just this third voice that would pop up out of the background out of nowhere and give her opinion. Now listeners are starting to get familiar with Amy. Now you know Amy better from the Who the Heck Are You segment.
So glad we did that.
She is the brainchild behind this. Yeah, Ashley, great idea there.
You're
all
welcome.
Of our listeners, Amy makes this happen. So please be kind to her or be
really
mean.
No, or
really
be mean. I don't care.
Or
I can
be
take
really,
it.
Really honest and really, really mean. She can take it. She's a tough nut.
It's painful though. I will say it's like, oh, okay, I can take it.
Yeah.
And if you like listening to Amy and you want to hook her up with some other man that you know and you think maybe she'll get along with him, we can also turn this into a dating show for Amy.
That is not happening. Yeah,
we're
zero
chance.
I am
ship on this podcast.
No. And really? I feel like I'm quite handled.
Okay. Well, just to throw it out to you, Amy, because you asked earlier and we didn't answer, I would like you to start working on Jimmy Garoppolo for me.
Oh
yeah.
The quarterback for the San Francisco
49ers. Now.
That's actually quite doable.
Exactly why I'm suggesting this.
Would you like me to make a call right now? Let's call Lori and see if she can make that happen.
Yeah.
1,000%. Let's do
it. I'm going to give Erica
her
number.
We
got to
get out of here.
No, we're
going to
call Lori
done.
Right
Ashley,
now.
Come on. You got a date tonight.
What day of the week is it? Like, I got to figure out a schedule. I think like he can't see me tonight.
My celebrity crush would have to be it was Blake Lively, but I love her and Ryan Reynolds together. I gotta pick somebody single. Is Jennifer Aniston? She's not single, is she?
No, she's married as well.
I gotta think about this for a little bit. I'm really
struggling. Can I think about somebody for you?
I would love for you to. But while we do that, if you have anybody you'd like Ashley or myself to be into, or you think we'd have a good relationship with, please email us at benandashley@iheartmedia.com. Also, please send your thoughts on the Almost Famous podcast, just in general. What do you think of it? How's it going?
Yeah.
Do you appreciate it? Any advice for us? Amy does read those. They go into her personal email, so we'll try to get back to you. And if we don't, we'll try to answer you on the air. And if we don't do that, they are getting read. So send.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that Ben and I don't read them. We read them too. She
forwards them,
good ones to us. I mean, they're all fantastic,
and
I'm sure.
Some of the mean ones. Yeah. I try and spare their feelings.
I don't want to read the mean ones. I got a heart to protect.
You know what I do sometimes? That's probably not a good idea. But when I am down, sometimes I'll order some saucy. Makes me feel a little better.
Oh, yes. A listener wants to know what kind of tequila Ben likes.
Yeah. So my common phrase with that, Ashley, I know where you're going, is drink because you're happy, never because you're sad.
I'm going to be lying. I'm lying. I've never drank when I'm sad, actually.
That's
just doing
thing.
This for the sake of saucy and the transitions that we are masters at. but, yeah, no, I always feel like it really perpetuates the down, which is with the whole whatever. We don't need to talk about this.
So my favorite tequila is Casa Amigos. So Mandy emailed us and asked, hey, what is Ben's favorite tequila? And it's Casa Amigos. So it's the Blanco. It's George Clooney's tequila line. It is just affordable. It's smooth. Has a little vanilla finish to it. I appreciate that as my sipping tequila.
He appreciates it.
I appreciate it. Saucy, it really is an incredible app. Ashley, I think that you've used Saucy in the past.
Yeah.
You found it very convenient, mm-hmm. very easy. I use Saucy.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what Saucy is. Saucy is an alcohol delivery app. Saucy delivers your favorite wine, beer, and liquor right to your door on demand. It really is the Uber of alcohol. If you're in L.A., San Francisco, Chicago, San Diego, or Sacramento, your Saucy order will arrive at your door in 30 minutes or less.
That's nuts. That's faster than Postmates.
I don't get it still. It does do that, though. It really is 30 minutes or less. Every time I don't get how I can do push a button and all of a sudden it's showing up at my door.
Well, how do you get a pizza?
That's pretty nuts. It's 30 minutes. That's a tight time frame.
Good point, Amy. How in the heck do you get a pizza that quick? If you're not in those cities, it will be at your door in 2 days or less nationwide. So no order minimums, no delivery fees. The Saucy app is a fully stocked bar on your phone for all occasions, all celebrations, all events, all birthday parties.
Really good point here. Yep. If you're going to a party and you're like, oh, crap, forgot to bring over something for them. Then you could be like in the car at a red light and be like, oh, I'm just going to send it right over.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Honestly, yeah. You don't have to stop at the grocery store or whatever. Here's the crazy part. And this isn't mentioned here. We're reading off a little script here. But this isn't mentioned is that you're actually paying exactly what you pay at the liquor store for your wine, beer, or liquor. Because there's no upcharge, right? Yeah. They're partnering with the stores. That's how this is working. So you're just ordering your alcohol. It's a really great thing. And so here's the offer. For a limited time, you can get $15 off when you download the Saucy app and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. That's the Saucy app spelled Saucy, S-A-U-C-E-Y. And enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS for $15 off. What a cool sponsor. We have some awesome, awesome sponsors that are doing some great things out there. We appreciate you.
And we have Lori on the line who has access to the 49ers. Who would have ever thought this trade would be so good for me? Let's do it. Lori.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. So what's your connection to the 49ers? And is Jimmy ready to start dating around San Francisco?
Does she even know what you want? You have to tell her what you want.
Oops. I thought she was briefed. Lori, how chummy are you with the 49ers?
Well, you know, I'm a fifth generation San Franciscan and have worked with many of them in the PR industry over all sorts of decades. So I'm pretty good friends with a lot of the players, a lot of the past coaches, the owners and everything. So I guess you could say I'm pretty tight. What
cool.
do you need?
So I need
tickets
to date Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's what I really want to know. How much is this going to cost me, Shug?
Nothing.
Technically, no dollar amount.
Yeah, tell her what you want.
Emotional baggage. I would like, we are trying to set, okay, so Wells Adams, one of our friends, is dating Sarah Hyland. So one of our topics for today's podcast, that you are on the Ben Ashley Almost Famous podcast, is... we're trying to set each other or ourselves up with our celebrity crushes who are within the realm of actually being able to get. And I think that Jimmy Garoppolo is pretty attainable for me.
I love that. And are we certain that he's single, first of all?
Uh-oh, I'm Googling wife, and it's not looking good for you.
It's not wife. Wife always pops up. Put any athlete plus wife, it always pops up. He is very single. He's also a little young for me, which is...
I'll take Ashley's word for if he's single now. She's researched his heart.
My husband is 7 years younger than me, and we're going on 15 years. It's all good.
Oh, he's 26. He's Dean's age. That's fine.
Wait, Amy, Wikipedia him. It'll tell you the personal part if he has it.
I actually don't see a girl.
No
There's
girl.
Weirdly some pictures with Kate Upton, but I'm not going to
let that Kate Upton got married this weekend. So.
Yes, it was brilliant. Okay, so why don't I do this? I'm sending someone who's very in the know right now as I'm talking to you a text message.
Uh-huh.
Are we asking Doug, Lori?
We're not. Well, I'm actually, I just sent a text message to actually someone who is within the 49er organization and / owner.
Oh, nicely done. Nicely done.
Okay. Let's see.
Okay, so
that'll work.
I mean, are you against this idea, Lori?
Are you against this idea?
Not at all.
Okay.
Does this make you feel uncomfortable?
Really quickly. So the idea is that for the most gorgeous, amazing Becca to date this lucky SOB.
Ashley.
It's Ashley, not Lori, Becca. Not Becca, but so close. It's Ashley.
Why did I say Becca?
That's okay, because you met them both together.
No, why did someone else say Becca?
I don't know. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's
Ashley,
all the same.
Yeah. Now, this is the beautiful Ashley that no one looks better in braids than Ashley.
Thank you.
That's right.
That's me.
Okay. Ashley, I think this is a fabulous idea, and I think that you guys would be perfect together. Even better than Becca. I'm sorry. I think that this should be done.
Who is this Jimmy Garoppolo dude?
He was the backup quarterback for Tom Brady for 3 years.
For Tom Brady.
And now he's been traded to the
49ers. He's legitimately probably going to be a huge star for the 49ers.
Is he their quarterback?
Well, he's their well, he is now. He just came over to the team. They didn't play him last weekend because obviously he has to get acclimated. But apparently the word on the street is that he is working very hard right now and will play in the next game.
Okay, you can tell him that we don't have to start dating until January, but like he might go home to Michigan, things I know.
Oh, wow.
There's planes. It's all good. But should we wait to see if he's good or not before we do the setup, Ashley?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Definitely.
No, it doesn't have to be good.
Well, he would be so lucky. I've met you. You are so fabulous. You're smart. You're funny. You're drop-dead gorgeous. I mean, he'd be an idiot not to want to date you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank
Lori,
you. You're so, so sweet. Yeah, try to make it happen while the season's still going on because it's only an hour flight away.
Okay. Well, the good news is that I will get I'll try to bridge an intro. When are you going to be in San Francisco next, doll?
Whenever you need me.
Okay. How about this? Can I talk you into getting Amy Sugarman to get on a plane and coming here?
No.
No, I'll drive up with Amy if that's what it takes.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll do my due diligence, I promise, and I will let you all know, and good luck. Now, do we have any, you know, any...
What about you, Ben? What do you need from Lori? Who do you want her to set you up?
Lori, I just really want Ashley happy.
Oh, my goodness
so
gracious.
If you can make her happy, I'll be happy.
Well, what's your type, Ben? Because there could be a good smattering of people here that we can consider.
I've asked myself that question for years. It ranges.
Just be honest.
Honestly, I don't know.
Really?
I really cannot figure that out. So maybe that's what you can do for me, Lori. You can sit down. You and I can go out to dinner one time and just talk about it. Talk about me a lot, and we'll figure out what my type is. Can we agree to that?
I agree, and I have a plan. Do you want to hear the plan?
I do.
I have a plan that we are going to set up Jimmy and Ashley. He's going to naturally fall madly in love, mm-hmm. and then we're going to see if Jimmy has any hot sisters, and then we're going to set both of them up with you or all three of them. I don't even know if he has any, and then hopefully you'll all fall madly in love, and then we'll have a double wedding, and I will light a candle at the ceremony.
Okay.
You were not even prepped for this. Your mind works really fast, Lori.
Far.
Yeah. Wow. That's a big deal. And I can be related to Ashley.
Yeah, how cool. We'd be in laws.
So close. By the way, I have stories about Sugarman if you want to know.
Okay, we got to go. Thanks so much. Okay, we're out of time.
We just got word in that Garoppolo has no sisters, but he does have three brothers.
All right, lots of love. All right, Jimmy, I'm on to Jimmy right now. I'm getting text right now. I'll let you know.
All right.
Bye.
All right, on to our final.
Fantastic episode this has been.
Yeah, I just need to kind of to move forward. I'm a little bit thrown off that how much power Amy Sugarman has. That at the beginning of this episode, Ashley just throws
it. I didn't close it yet. Wait till I close it.
Well, I know. I mean, I'm kind of like, I'm literally on my phone as Lori was talking. Sorry if I didn't say a lot, because I'm Googling like
his type.
My type. And like, oh, I know who my celebrity crush is.
Who? Yeah. I mean, Blake
Emma
Lively.
Watson.
Oh.
Okay, this is a little bit ambitious, but you were the lead. So maybe we can get you in.
It doesn't sound realistic.
Yeah, I don't think it sounds very realistic. But, I mean, it's crazy that Ashley can just throw out Jimmy Garoppolo and Amy by the end of the podcast goes, yeah, I think I can get you on a date with him. That's the world I want to live in. So I'm just trying to throw out names here. Jennifer Aniston, Amy.
She's married. You got to pick people
Courtney
that are not
Cox.
Married. She's engaged.
She's engaged.
You a cougar?
I'm a big Friends fan.
Is he a cougar? Hunter.
Yeah.
Cougar Hunter.
I don't know. Hey, everybody, we appreciate listening today. Thank you to BioClarity, Saucy, and Quip for your sponsorships. Thank you to our guests today, Jade Roper-Tolbert, Courtney Robertson, Lori, who is hooking Ashley up with Jimmy Garoppolo. Wow, what a podcast for Ashley. Hey, everybody, we appreciate you. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. But I got to get out of here. Honduras is calling my name, and Ashley, San Francisco is calling yours. With that, this has been the Almost Famous Podcast. I've been Ben.
And I've been Ashley Garoppolo. Bye.
See you next time.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.